can't say with any degree of certainty that Terry Francona would have even wanted to come here. But that still doesn't stop the stomach from turning when you see how he carried himself yesterday in Cincinnati. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins that I hope you'll also check out. Francona met with the media at Great American Ballpark. And yes, I know this show is not called Daily Shot of Reds, but let's not pretend that this isn't going to be something that people talk about around here who follow this franchise, you know, for quite a while. Because on one hand, Francona's inheriting some pretty good players that for whatever reason, David Bell just couldn't win with in his half decade there. And if anything, the hiring of Francona alone would strongly suggest, beyond some sort of symbolism, that the Reds' ownership and management is drop-dead serious about trying to get the most out of Ellie De La Cruz and everybody else there in short order. As such, there's no reason for the Reds to not be a better baseball team than the Pirates in 2025. That's not a shot at the Pirates' current core. That's exactly where you would imagine that shot is intended. You don't get a Francona and say, let's just tread water. Let's work toward winning. You make it known right then and there. Hey, this is it. Right now. Here we go. Holes have to be filled. Instruction needs to be improved. Development needs to be upgraded. And yeah, money needs to be spent. The Reds spend more than the Pirates. Almost everyone spends more than the Pirates. But we'll see if that maybe goes to another level. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and make forecasts about a team I don't cover. But I do know this, and it's the other reason we're going to be talking about Francona there for a while to come. He sounds like us. And I don't care how provincial that comes across. If there's one badge that Pittsburghers should wear with honor, it's that we are provincial with a capital provincial. A reporter at yesterday's session asked Francona if the Reds' goal in 2025 is to win. Listen to this man's response.
I think players like being coached. I think they enjoy working hard, but you got to be organized, and we will be, and we'll get after it. But you know, people talk about having fun. I think being enjoyable is playing the game right, and to be honest, trying to kick somebody's ass. That's what I think is enjoyable.
Now, if you can get past that New Brighton accent, also known as the Western Pennsylvania accent, and hear him say that the Reds' goal for 2025 isn't just to win, it's to kick rear ends. Because that's the level at which he wants his players to prepare. That's the level at which he wants his players to set their expectations. And I'm not sharing anything new about the man or his background, his history in the various places that he's been, because all he's done in those places is win. And at times, twice, win it all. So yeah, we can, you know, wonder whether or not he even would have taken a phone call from Ben Cherington, because my understanding is that those two didn't exactly hit it off all that well, imagine, in Cherington's final days in Boston. Or for that matter, if he'd have taken a call from Bob Nutting, given the reputation that the Pirates have rightly been branded with around Major League Baseball. You'd have to come here and kind of do what Clint Hurdle did, which is to interview them more than they interview you. And if that's one of your choices, and another one is an organization that's acting as if it's serious about its immediate future, it's just not close. It's not close. And it's also not okay, you know? Try to picture this same scenario with either of our other two teams in town. Try to picture a Pittsburgh guy, you know, vying to be the head coach of the Steelers or the Penguins, but saying, oh man, I don't know, those franchises are so messed up, I wouldn't go there. And then going somewhere else and doing the whole, you know, Pittsburgh accent thing, and we're going to kick some... Yeah, I just can't. I can't! When we come back, J1Q.
It's Gun Storage Check Week. Help prevent unwanted access to your firearms. No one wants their unsecured gun to be used in an accident, a suicide, or a crime. Use lockboxes, safes, and locks to secure your firearms. Learn more at gunstoragecheck.org. That's gunstoragecheck.org. Brought to you by NSSF, the Firearm Industry Trade Association.
Comes from Steven, who asks, DK, Bob Nutting and the Pirates leadership are always quick to use our city's market size as a reason and or excuse for their actions. On the other hand, fans and commentators will immediately retort with, Nutting's just a cheap and greedy whatever. Given your intent to dive further into the dysfunctional culture of this team, is there any way to know how much profit the team makes per year, and more importantly, how does that compare to the successful teams in similar markets like those in Milwaukee and Cincinnati? Are the Pirates not making as much money as other teams, or do they just not spend the money they do make? Steven, I've been on the record with this a million times, and I'm now going to make it a million and one. My understanding of the Pirates' profit level, my history of having talked with people inside that building or inside ownership, though not in that building, meaning minority owners and people who aren't at all friendly with Nutting, they'll all tell you that it's right around that 15 to 20 million mark. I know there's some nutty numbers that get out there, no pun intended. There's some, wow, I've seen some 60s and 70s and stuff like that. It's not true. It's not even actually possible. And while I'm always a proponent of the owner of any business being able to make a profit, including professional sports, including the Pirates, I've also maintained that the Pirates take about $10 million too much, meaning Nutting. Nutting takes about $10 million too much off the top. Now, the other component to that is that all of these same people that I've gotten this information from, and by the way, I've seen their books on three separate opportunities, they'll also tell you that the money doesn't come out of the company, meaning it's not like there's a $15, $20 million profit and then Nutting just writes himself a check at the end of the year. As many times as these books have been seen, as interviews have been conducted and everything else here, there's just nothing there to substantiate that he's in the moment profiting. Now, he is long-term profiting because he owns a great majority of the franchise. And that's because he bought out a ton of minority partners. Not all of them were willing to be bought out, and that's why there are some still in play, but it's a really, really tiny group. Now, what you're going to do with this information is, respectfully, nothing. Because these are the types of questions that get asked of reporters by fans who want reporters to do the work here, who want reporters to do their protesting or effecting change or whatever, and that's just not how it works. Reporters report. If you want to protest, there were six hardy individuals yesterday who gathered at Grant Street, who walked through downtown Pittsburgh, and who made their way over to PNC Park. They held signs calling for the sale of the team. They held signs critical of Bob Nutting. They made it onto KDKA television. They got an article in City Paper. They obviously made it onto DK Pittsburgh Sports as well. That's a start. That's a real thing. Those six guys did way more than the last 6,000 people who yelled at a reporter or who even politely, like you did, asked if the reporter can do some kind of investigating or whatever. It's not how it works. You make the news, we report it. Yes, our staff is taking a different direction in terms of how we cover baseball in 2025. We're going to have what we're calling two tracks. There's going to be one that's all baseball, you know, just sports, and there's going to be another one that's going to be a lot more critical, a lot more cynical, I guess would be the more appropriate term. But that doesn't that doesn't come close to replacing what these six individuals did yesterday. And they'll tell you themselves that this is just the start for them. Next time they hope to have more people. Maybe you'll be one of them. Maybe there'll be others. But as I've been telling everybody for a long time now, if you do that sort of thing, the TV cameras and the old school news media cannot stay away. They cannot resist protests. And I also know from history that this is the sort of thing that the pirates genuinely fear. It isn't people like me, it's people like you. I do appreciate the question, I appreciate the spirit in which it was intended, and I appreciate everybody who listens to Daily Shot of Pirates. We'll be back with another one of these tomorrow.